Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. My name is Francesco, joined by Vice President of Sales, Dennis McDonald. How are you this week, Dennis?
Fran, I'm doing great this week, and I'm doing great not necessarily for any particular reason other than I don't think we're going to get shut off yet from the channel because last week we both have new AirPods. You know, we got these, which are pretty impressive for us.
Looking good.
They're reinvesting in our and then look at this thing I got. See that?
I got to tell you.
I mean, this is the big time. I've been waiting for a long time to trump you, I hope that happened. Whoa. Oh, I see. I'm not kidding again. You got one as well, of course. You always get the good toys before me. But
listen, I see all these fancy podcasts everywhere. They got all this nice equipment. It's about time we get some nice equipment around
here, you know?
I mean, they're wired headphones at the end. But listen, you know, we're getting there. Step by step, we're getting there. So
yeah, we appreciate it. Well, thank you. All right. I thought I was going to brag, but apparently you already got the same tool I do. So,
you know.
Either way.
All right.
Humble beginnings.
So the last few weeks, you know, we've really kind of dug deep into specific categories such as ranges and talking about refrigerators last week and things like that. This week, we want to kind of switch it up a lot. And really, as we talk about these categories, there's some questions that constantly come up. Today, we're really going to focus this episode on helping you how to choose your cooking products. And inevitably, you know, customers come in, it's the world's their oyster. It's the beginning of the their remodel, new build, all those things. And, you know, there's still so many questions from a design perspective and what the customer should do. And really asking our opinion is, the most common one is, you know, should I do a all-in-one range, like a 36, a 48-inch range, or do you think I should do a cooktop and a wall oven combination separately? And though that's a kind of a question that we really want to dive deep into today, because again, it's a question that we get all the time from customers. And there's really a lot of different ways I think that we can answer that. So I'm excited to kind of dig deep into that today. And I think you're going to be able to provide really a lot of valuable insight to customers and really helping them kind of choose what's best for them. And we'll talk about kind of layout, get into pricing a little bit. Really, and again, just as the title says, how to choose. It's, you know, what's the most important qualities to you? When should you be making these decisions? What should you be looking for? All those things. So a lot of stuff that we're going to dive into deeply into that one question here today.
Yeah, I think that's a good segue. The idea of cooking and really kind of focusing in on that and what makes sense. And so many times you're so excited to have a project and maybe you've started researching or seen a friend's house and you like that, or maybe it's your dream. But a lot of times we start with, well, I hate my stove today. So if I were to get a new stove, you know, and a lot of times they come in here with this list, which is great. We love research, and certainly people are further down the funnel and kind of have started to research quite a bit on the internet, which is so natural now, but it's as much to understand, really, we try to slow them down and say, what's really important to you? Talk about how your kitchen functions today and how it doesn't. And let's really strip that back. Ultimately, we'll get to brands, which is kind of the exciting, fun part, the look and style and feature and feel, but really as much what's possible. And a lot of times people do that with a preconception of budget because, right, you do any project having some sense to, can I afford this or can't I afford this? And many times people just don't know. And they could have read it somewhere or someone told them this or that. And a lot of times they'd be shocked that they can a lot of times do a lot more than they thought for less and really get a more functional kitchen. But we let them decide, but really want to challenge their thinking to make sure that those decisions are their own. And in the end of the day, they felt like they were able to explore all possibilities.
Absolutely. So quickly, just to get started, we're going to start with kind of just some basic fundamentals here and just some words that you hear. And obviously people out there shopping for ranges, you know, these are the types of ranges that are out there on the market today.
Yeah. So, I mean, traditionally, when we're talking about ranges, we're talking about, you know, let's go back, harken back to the days of where we grew up and maybe a classic, what we would call freestanding range. And by that, we simply meant there's a clock right there, maybe a microwave above it.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of what we consider a freestanding stove. It could sit anywhere in the kitchen. It doesn't need a special backsplash. It just kind of sits out there. The sides are finished and it's kind of a straightforward range. It's still popular today, but certainly more of a decline of this style as we get into the next style, I think. So why don't we click on what's next? This style, slide-in range. A slide-in range in its true concept, that word, really, what did we do here? We didn't recreate the whole range. We just got rid of that clock that was in the rear of the range. And by doing that, a lot of things happened initially. We certainly got a lot cleaner lines, and we know kitchen design, I always talk about it as form and function, but we want that clean linear lines, less is more, less obtrusive, and your eye kind of seeing that nice clean line and picking up the things you spend a lot of money on in your kitchen, the counters, the tile, the backs, all that. So that's kind of that slide-in style. And in this case, a true, the word slide-in really meant that in most cases, it overlapped the counters. And the word slide-in really meant that generally there was a piece of counter in the rear of the stove, truly custom cut, if you will, to your 30-inch. It's generally a 30-inch size, your classic range. Beautiful installation. The challenge was always replacement. That little piece that's in the back, no two pieces are the same. So we've kind of gone into a new version called front control. And I don't know if we teed up. Did we tee up a picture of front control, Fran?
We did. Yep.
Why don't we go to that next?
There we go.
Okay. So in this scenario here, and it's a little tricky to tell, but gives you that same look we just talked about, that really clean backsplash, clean linear look. But the beauty of this is you didn't need that custom piece of counter behind the stove. So really, when I said that, that style a lot of us grew up with the clock in the rear is really going away. That's because this style is kind of replacing it. And the beauty is you can, it's very affordable now. It's really replaced the price point. And of course you can add more and more. And in this case, we're looking at one that has two ovens in the front. But I mean, the point is you can jazz it up or do a more basic model, but really get that really nice clean aesthetic that I think most of us would agree we'd prefer to see. So that's kind of that front control. That has really replaced freestanding, and it's really taken over that style of what we call slide-in, because that style of slide-in is a dated style of product, and we're seeing less and less made because of the customization that had to happen behind it. So that's kind of the quick range overview. And then we go to the last range, which if we click on that, a pro range. Now, in this case, we're looking at what's called a pro induction range. So it looks like a smooth top. And it is a smooth top, it's glass, but it very well could have gas burners on top. But that idea, you can immediately see the heft. It's a clean look, but certainly a heavier. I think it's beautiful. It's actually relatively clean, but certainly a little more brawn to the unit. And that's what we consider a pro range. That knobs in the front, no clock in the rear, heft. And if we had gas burners on it, we'd definitely be talking about it's generally a lot more powerful across all those burners, and we would say that's pro style power. Little different gauge of materials always, certainly not even a little, generally a big gauge of material difference. Life expectancy is generally quite longer, but just the next class of stepping up.
Absolutely. And then really kind of the next things that we're gonna talk about today is really kind of comparing, you know, most times different ranges, but that pro range to different types of wall ovens, cooktop combinations. And for wall ovens, you know, there's still a few different types of wall ovens that customers do have to choose from also. You know, anything from a single wall oven to, you know, the vast majority of these at this point are really convection based. So they're all going to have convection for the most part. You know, of course, a few different models there. Your standard double wall oven, again, just two full size ovens, one on top of the other. Some feature differences sometimes between the top and the bottom, depending on the brand and models and things like that. And then really over the last few years, what's really become increasingly popular is combination ovens, where the top oven is a speed oven, a combination of a microwave and convection that allows you to kind of do a little bit of everything, or a steam oven where you have that convection and steam combination for healthier cooking, injecting moisture back into the food, things like that, but always still give you that full single wall oven in the bottom, which is more of a typical convection type of oven. So those are really kind of the different just types of overall wall ovens. And of course, too, you know, customers also do have an option of just purchasing just a speed oven or just a steam oven as well and build that into a wall as well. So just a few of the different types of wall ovens that you may see out there as well when you're shopping.
That's great.
And then finally, just kind of range tops and cooktops. And if you want to kind of talk about the differences of those too, and that's kind of where a customer also will have some various options there.
Yeah. So here on the left, we're looking at a cooktop, meaning again, real clean line set into the top, but with the knobs and controls on the top, varied burner power strength, which is more than most anyone needs. But again, the burners are actually physically on top, real clean kind of transitional look, right? This could be modern, could be contemporary, fits anywhere, but that's the whole transitional piece. It really takes on the environment. It's fine. To the right, we see what we call a range top. And that's just it, that pro range we talked about. We're basically chopping the top of that off. I mean, that's really what we did here. And it gives you those knobs in the front, that Hef beefier look. Pros and cons, certainly. Under a cooktop, you might have a couple of, you certainly can put a couple of cabinets, like pull-out, slide, draw cabinets a lot of times. The range top is obviously, you can put cabinets below, but there you probably get one less or a lower, you know, a lower cabinet, depending on the cabinet size you choose, simply because you can just see visually, it's taking up about 9 inches, 10 inches of the top of that cabinet because it's truly cut into the counter just like that. Mm-hmm. So the one on the left, more of a drop into your counter. The one to the right, more cut into your counter is kind of how to think about it.
All right, very good. And now really kind of getting into the crux of really what we want to kind of talk about here today. Yes. So now it's, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about prices too. And obviously this is a part of it, but really this is where there's so many different variations in exactly how a customer cooks, the flow of their kitchen. Let's talk about truly cooktops versus wall ovens. So we can start okay. with pricing a little bit.
Yeah. So let's talk about ranges versus cooktop wall ovens. So
this, oh, yes, my bad.
This is what, yeah. But this is where we challenge people. Okay. So many times people come in and this generally makes more sense. This is why I say start with a needs assessment of what do I need? What would I want? What would be ideal? I always tell people this. People ask us this a couple different ways. One, they'll say, hey, for resale value, do people prefer a range or a cooktop and a wall oven? In those cases, I would always tell you if possible, it's always cooktop wall oven.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Well, because no one ever walks into a house and says, wow, I have two ovens. They're over here, right? On this part of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And over here is a cooktop. By doing that, you break up that quagmire, that central point where all the cooking happens. So when you're in a range, and if it's a pro range or any range, and you're a cooktop and your oven and everything's in one congested area, then what did you just create in your kitchen when you really entertain or have people over? Everyone needs to be in that same space at the same time a lot of times. You know, the timer's going off, you need to take something out of the oven, but you're stirring something on the countertop, and that just creates a lot of congestion, specifically where we put so many islands in kitchen, those hallways, those little walkways between the island and the range and whatnot get tight. So that would be number one. You know, that two wall ovens and a cooktop generally relate better to most everyone. No one has a strong feeling. You absolutely will have some people that have maybe had wall ovens before and say, wow, I love wall ovens. I don't like bending over. It's nice that they're up top generally. They're up high. 3 out of 5 Americans have back issues. So it's a lot more flexible in both how the space flows and a lot of times physically on you, it's a lot easier. Easier to see, everything's at eye level or thereabouts. So that's my general. That's not to say we don't sell a lot of ranges, because the all-in-one ranges certainly have a place. The reason for the place is because many times you just can't figure out a way because you're losing real estate. You don't have enough cabinets, or you don't want to give up an upper deep cabinet to a wall oven. So you'd say, hey, put it all in one. Where I really get to is those people that are saying, hey, now I'm doing a bigger stove. We get a lot of people that say, I want to do a 36-inch pro range. This is really where I think it makes sense. Or a 48-inch pro range is the big one. And that's the type that has 6 or 8 burners on the top. We saw some pictures of those. And then down below the ovens, there's 2 ovens. One is a full-size 30-inch oven because it's 48 inches, say. And the second oven is what we call a companion oven. There's only 18 inches left. If you have 30, you take that away from 48, we got 18. So it's a small, narrow oven. And you pay an absolute premium for that. So I don't know. Do we have any photos of that next, or do we get right to pricing?
Yeah, no, let's show. We actually can show a couple of different setups of these kitchens.
That's what I'd like to show.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Let's see what that looks like.
Yeah, so here you have the picture with the kind of
beautiful kitchen
what you were saying.
A lot nicer than my kitchen, I can assure you. But right there, looking at that, that is, in this case, you know, a 48-inch range where you can see the just the size difference between the left and right. So a 30-inch oven on the right and 18 inches on the left. And up top, you have 6 burners, and that is a grill or a griddle. I can't see what the shiny top is. It really doesn't matter. But the point is made that you can understand that what as big a kitchen this is, look at all those cabinets. Look at all those available cabinets to us. You just know all the congestion is going to happen at that one point, right? Yeah. Okay. So if we were to break that up and we were to take that range top or those pieces and split it. Now look at this kitchen. Okay. This kitchen has a range top. If we could see this a bit more head on, underneath that kind of, I guess you'd call it tan, it's a hood insert, but that back against the back run there, you can see the tops of what is a range top. And to the right there, you see the wall oven. It's a combination oven. It has actually got a side swing oven. I think it's a Viking. It has side swing ovens and it has an upper microwave up top. But you can imagine now when this kitchen gets overloaded, very similar to the last one, but how does the flow work? Someone can be over stirring or boiling or sauteing on that range top on the back wall. And easily someone could say, hey, could you grab that out of the oven? Or let me walk over there. A lot more space. You can see the space they have in the oven. So it's just now, not everyone has this size kitchen. We'll give you other examples where it's certainly smaller, but it broke it up. And a lot of people would say, okay, but am I spending more money or am I not? And the reality is you really aren't many times. And we'll get to the price piece. What do you have to add there, Fran? What are you seeing?
And that's exactly what you were saying before. Like if you look at that other picture, you know, it's beautiful. You have the sink right behind the range, but it's always that island. You know, we have these big islands everywhere in the kitchen. And that's really what kind of adds to the congestion sometimes when you have those big ranges. Because like you said, everything's done right there. Your top's right there. Your ovens are underneath. So say there's two people cooking and, you know, we always go back to Thanksgiving or whatever, but just a weekly cooking, a daily cooking. If there's multiple people in the kitchen, it's so hard when you're all kind of one on top of the other trying to function. And really, like you said, that smaller oven in the 48-inch range, it's really only useful for some minor things. When you can kind of give yourself, if you have the space, of course, and really this is where we said earlier, it's all about doing this early and making sure that when you're going to meet with your designer, that you're bringing some ideas too, because designers, they all have great ideas too, but only you know what really truly fits your own cooking style and what you want in that kitchen. So if you kind of are doing some research and you look, you know, that's when you can really try to make ways to fit that extra wall oven as opposed to kind of getting stuck with the range. And now, you know, you're already in the middle of it. Now you realize you prefer that different layout, but it's so difficult to make that change once you're in the middle.
And yeah. Fran, that's a great point. I want to point this out very clearly because this photo shows it well. We'll give you a couple other slides. We did this analysis. Let's take this exact setup you see right here. This is a Wolf 48-inch range with six burners, four on the right, and then two on the far left, mm-hmm. and a grill or a griddle in the middle. The price doesn't change in this case. But if we were to chop the top of this off, okay, which we could do and create a range top, just the top,
yep.
we realize that down below, remember, we have a 130-inch oven, and then to the left is this little 18-inch oven, and usable space is only about 12 or 14 inches inside. So you can't fit much in there. Now, in this case, if we were to chop this up, and just take the range top, and then we said, the heck with it. Let's do two double electric 30-inch ovens. So instead of a 30 and an 18, let's give you two 30-inch ovens. Mm-hmm. Let's put them somewhere else in the kitchen so we break up the flow. You got the exact same layout on the range top here in the same brand. What did we say some of those numbers might look like, Fran? You have them there, actually.
Yeah, really. So if you're looking at, say, you know, Wolf brand, something like that, you know, 48-inch range top with top of the line double oven separately, you're very close to the same price there. And, you know, and we have a lot of different combinations and examples there, depending on the brand and the level and things like that. But you could do that exact same top in a range top, 48 inches wide with the griddle, top of the line double ovens, and really be at that same price point. But now you're getting two full 30-inch ovens, and you're still getting that same range top that you wanted before, but with more functionality in the ovens. And there's certainly ways to even make that less and spend less money depending on the type of wall oven.
So I will generally tell people this. When you get much above 36 inches for an all-in-one pro range, you're spending good money. Mm-hmm. You can do double ovens in a cooktop or double ovens in a range top for less, sometimes thousands less. Yeah. And actually gain performance, gain functionality, flexibility, resale value. And sometimes if, you know, that kitchen we had looked at with that big 48-inch range to scale, you know, physically, you could see that massive custom hood they put above it. And someone may say, well, I need it just to carry the space because it's a really big run of cabinets or tall ceilings and just, you know, where they're nerve. But you could still do that by having that nice big range top and two ovens. for far less. Yeah. So just flexibility. In this example here that we're looking at here, we threw up a Miele. This is a Miele Pro Range, 15,500 for this dual fuel 48-inch six burner with a griddle range. Now, to the right, we're showing a couple of options. We could do a wall oven with a cooktop, and that's the cooktop. I know we're throwing a lot at you here, but remember, the cooktop is not like the range top. The knobs are going to be on the top. You see them there in the photo. They're literally at the top of the unit. Well, you would still may say you don't need more than five burners. You're getting two double ovens, equi size, so bigger. You have more usable space than you do the range to the right. At the end of the day, you have two 30-inch ovens as opposed to one. And at the end of the day, you're spending $3,200 less to really get more. Now, you may say to me, yeah, okay, but I really want it to look pro and beefy, more like that range top you showed us earlier, Dennis. Or if I were to chop off the top of this pro range we're looking at on the left, could I do that and still get the double ovens? And what does that look like? And we did that analysis, and you're still saving a few hundred dollars.
Yep.
So again, this is an example where you could say thousands, and that cooktop is super powerful. I mean, I think those front two burners are somewhere right around 20,000, and they're dual stack burners, so they go high to low. Like, there's a lot of benefit there. 99% of everybody would have great sautés and super low simmers. But just the caveat, and that pretty much follow suit. So this isn't a Miele thing. It's not a Subwolf thing. It could be a GE Monogram thing. It could be a Fisher Paykel thing. It could be any of these brands, SKS.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they are literally, you know, the same unit with generally the same savings, but it's that functionality. But on initial, people might look at it and be like, wow, I can't afford that. I'd love double ovens. I can't afford them. And I'm also going to say, you know, for anyone listening, like, oh, all they're talking about is premium. That's not the case. We're just giving that example because a lot of times these dream kitchens, we really are like, wow, it's a beautiful space. But man, they could have pushed themselves a bit more and both save money, but as much flexibility. But even when you go further down and you're more into the mass market, mm-hmm. you can certainly do the same thing. You know, we're probably not talking about brands like Wolf. Might be talking about brands like GE Cafe, other brands that are out there. But the point is that flexibility is out there. And if you're at a good appliance store and you're with good people on your project, you should do that. So really, we always challenge our listeners and our customers to do the same thing. Start with some, you know, brands should almost be far down on the list.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time, and it's always good to check, but 99% of the time, the cabinet people want you to start with us. Because they can't start doing these great drawings and start to get this amazing kitchen put together until they have some sense of what you need. And we know a lot of times the internet puts lots of information out there. We're just trying to have you say, start with the needs assessment first. Don't no preconception of what you can or can't do.
Yeah.
Get that needs assessment, write them down, do your research. Try to get to where you want to go. Because we want you to feel like you're in control, because you are. You're buying it, it's your decisions. But then meet with us or our professional somewhere in your market. And just make sure they're the type of store that's asking some of these basic questions. In an ideal way, how a store should look, and we talk about this with our salespeople all the time, and we're good most of the time. Sometimes we're really going fast and we could do a bit better, but the point is it really shouldn't start. We're so excited to come into our stores and look at product, and we always generally try to squash that. And it's like, man, we're really going to upset you early, but we want to make sure that we sit you down or pull you off to the side before we start looking at all the candy and all the pretty stuff we want to get excited about, because we're excited too. But we want to make sure to slow it down to ask these qualifying questions, because the difference between you liking an appliance and loving it many times, or liking your kitchen and loving your kitchen, is just a few tweaks. It has many times nothing to do with money and more about just understanding true those needs and wants.
Absolutely. And like we said before, I mean, there really is just so much variety and variation that you can choose from. It's like, you know, even on the ranges, like we didn't really get into it, but there's, you know, the all gas, dual fuel, there's different pricing there depending on how you cook. You know, we've always talked about something that you've always said, you know, again, going back to kind of the 48-inch range.
Oh, we're going to go there. Listen, I will tell anyone. There isn't anyone in the continental United States needs 48-inch range. Truth be told, they don't use the side oven. And if they do, I'd challenge them a million different ways. And I would challenge any designer on that. And I would have a respectful conversation. But I'm going to tell you, it's probably the most inefficient use of your money and a function of a space. The reason why I say that, if it were me, and I had this bag of money and this beautiful kitchen that I could fit anything, and you said to me, I can do a 48-inch range. Heck with that, I can do a 60-inch range. I would tell you, unless you could prove to me that you're either a bed and breakfast and you're an inn, or you're a professional restaurant inside and you need all those saute burners, Monday through Friday looks pretty much the same for most of us. We might be reheating one or two things, but we generally don't have eight pans going at one time. And heck, most of us never do. We might need a fifth burner occasionally on a holiday, or a sixth burner, or the space for that. But that's why I think if you're going to do a 48 or 60 inch range, do a 36 inch range. And if you thought you wanted dual fuel because you heard about these fancy electric ovens, I'm going to push on you a little bit and say, do an all gas 36 inch range. And you might say, why would I do that? I can afford anything. The world's my oyster. That would be great if you could say that, actually. I know I couldn't, but I would say, why would you talk me out of that, I guess would be the question. Well, because we know gas broils better. We know it roasts better. And maybe you want to do that same wolf, same look, same monogram, same whatever, but you would like to have the ability to broil. And a gas broiler is better. It's not as dry. It's more moist. Roasting's better. So I like that. And I went from a 48-inch range. Now I'm going to do a 36-inch all-gas range because now I only need six burners. Now I get more cabinets in my kitchen. I don't need to give all those up. And I'm going to do a second electric, top of the line, or whatever you want to do, wall oven. So now Monday through Friday, I don't have to bend because I'm not roasting during the week. Mm-hmm. I'm not broiling maybe, but maybe I'm doing quick stuff in the oven and I can get to that. You break up that flow in the kitchen. You do a 36-inch all-gas range. You do an electric single wall oven. I will save you thousands of dollars. And all I want at the end of the day is some cookies. I think we sold a picture of cookies or something around here. Whatever. I don't need anything other than think about those things. You know,
yeah.
Spending more and getting bigger does not always mean you get a more functional, better anything. Quite the opposite many times. And that's what we're here to say. You know, we certainly love high-end spaces. It doesn't matter, though, if you're doing a basic to a mid to a high. These are good questions that we challenge all our customers on, even when they come in and say, hey, listen, for this one or for this house, I only want something basic. Awesome. But still talk to me about what you want in that basic. It doesn't have to be fancy to be amazing. It just has to be amazing to you and how you use it.
Yep. And like you said, that scenario right there, you can get the best of both worlds, gas oven, electric oven, two full-size ovens, and you're still spending less money than you would have getting that 48-inch range. So not bad. Not too bad there. So, you know, next we're going to talk a little bit. We always got to talk about this. Delivery, service, install, any considerations there in general, you know, products like this. You know, obviously we talk about how important it is to get the right delivery company, the right company, the right servicers, all those things.
Yeah. So generally I would say this, you know, obviously when you get into these types of products, cooktops, wall ovens, electronics, you want a servicer. I mean, I always say that. It should just be entry to the game. And that's, you know, a lot of the people listening are in all different markets. So you just want to challenge yourself to find ideally someone that sells and services that doesn't push you off to a 1-800 number or a third party. And really that's the question to ask. Many people are misled because the place they'll buy appliances from will say, oh yeah, we do service. And the next follow-up question immediately has to be, no. I mean, do you do service? Are they your on-staff people? Because many times what they're saying, and they're not being completely forthright, is the fact that, oh yeah, we do service, meaning we have someone in the office that'll call on your behalf, but we still have to go through all the red tape of the manufacturer. So that would be one. Number two would be delivery, right? When we're talking pro ranges and we're talking wall ovens, we're talking 400 to 800 pounds, any which way you go. I don't care what model it is, top to bottom. And generally, our floors mean something to us. If you're doing a new space in a new kitchen, 99% of the time you did new floors, right? And you have coated floors and you're so excited. The last thing you want is a not qualified person to either A, leave it on the curb, or B, bring it in the home, but not have the right, you know, liability, all those insurances and processes and really protections. So they should be putting all your appliances down before they install them on Masonite or protective film. Not only film, actual board, so that when you slide these or move these or the plumber comes behind us or your tradesperson, nothing is really scratching. And we say those things and we say, hey, professional delivery, but what does that look like? It actually looks like that. Are they protecting your hallways? Do they put the appliances down on pranks? Are they opening the products before they leave, videotaping them, making sure you're signing off on the condition of them so that we don't have any oh my gosh moments when, you know, it's rubbish meeting the road and your installers, they're ready to put them in and you can't. Those are the things you got to think about. And finally, we tell contractors and homeowners in this when possible. Now, I will also say, and we're generally way less than market rates, we want to install the appliances whenever possible. Mm-hmm. Now you have to pay for that. I want everyone to know that is not free, but we want to do it. And why we want to do it is because it's all we do. So we just want it to go well. The contractor can control the whole item. You can control it. We're going to do it less than any of his tradespeople could do it. But really, we want to see it go in the way it should be seen in the whole, just the way you envisioned it. And we just don't want to have that phone call that we invariably get at times. And it's emotional. You know, you have this great thing. It's the you've gone this whole way on the project and you're ready to take the keys and really, all right, have that glass of wine. And then you get home and your wall oven's crooked.
Yeah.
Or something scratched or it didn't work. And I'll also tell you, there are times we put these things in and there is a defect right out of the get-go. Not too often, but it happens. These are products, right? Just like anything. But wouldn't it be a lot better that there's no downtime between the time it was installed and, oh my gosh, we're here. Let's get this going and get them right back on track real quick, right then and there. Yep. That passing of the buck of, well, who installed it and this and that and getting caught up in all that just means time. And it, you're further away from, I mean, I don't know, maybe, but that glass of wine that I might look to enjoy if I had a new kitchen, you're further away from that. And really at that point, that's what you deserve and need. And if it works so hard to get to that finish end line. So a delivery person, competent, ideally, if they offer installation, you should explore it. Again, you want to make sure that they're their own people, like you own them. So there's no passing of that buck. A lot of installers, again, a third party, so they don't have the control on the what if moments. And finally, the service. At the end of the day, listen, we say it, we don't manufacture appliances. Heck, we're not smart enough to design one our own probably, but we're very good at delivering, installing them, servicing them, and educating people to making good decisions more often than not. And I think that you owe yourself spending that good money. Many times the appliance cost is identical regardless to where you go. It's those final little things that actually cost a lot of money for dealers like us, but really allow us to have great projects, great customers, and continue to thrive and grow in a competitive retail environment that is out there today.
Definitely. And just as an added benefit too, for if you are using factory certified installers, a lot of these brands, you'll actually gain an extra year of warranty because the manufacturers, the brands, they want you to use certified installers because that's when the problems go away or just really don't start to begin with many times. So, you know, that you will get that added benefit as well too with many brands.
Yep. Yeah. We just had this weekend on a great project and I'm sure they're fantastic installers, but the customer is using a third party and asked that question. And they normally use this builder, use this one third party company, and lo and behold, smart. They asked you certified. And why would that be important? Well, when something goes wrong, I'm not saying, but the manufacturer is going to look back at the installer if he installed it wrong. It's not the product's fault, or you just get caught up in that. If you're factory certified, which we are for every brand we sell, there's generally a benefit. And if there's not, there's certainly a more educated installer that's gone through all the rigor of the training and understanding the nuances of putting that piece in, because they're all slightly different on how they level and adjust and tweaks and twists. So that's really it. But hopefully you got some. I mean, this was a big topic. We tried this one today, but I'll tell you this. Don't try to swallow the ocean. We just wanted to give you the, if there's no takeaway other than the fact that when it comes to cooking, while you many times don't feel you have options, you do. And start to think about, if all things were possible, what could you do? And then let us help you value engineer back into that budget, or at the very least find that right solution. And maybe it's not the perfect, but there's a happy medium. So I think that's the takeaway we hope everyone got today.
Absolutely. Definitely pros and cons to every layout. You know, every person's different, how you cook, what you like, the layout, all those things. So there's pros and cons. And you're probably, hopefully, like you said, you know, if you got anything, you have a lot more options than you probably realized coming into this. So we hope we can help you explore some of those options. As always, continue to send us what you want to see on these episodes. We've been getting a lot of great feedback. This was part of it. So continue to send us any questions that you have, any topic ideas for topics going forward. We'd love to hear from you. So that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you again next week, next Thursday at 4:00 for another episode of Appliance Advisors. As always, thanks again, Dennis.
Take care, friend. We'll see you
next week.
Next week.